This year marks the 10th anniversary of the Kimberley Process Certification Scheme, launched in 2003 to prevent the use of diamonds to finance conflicts in Africa. I sat down with Ambassador Welile Nhlapo of South Africa, the outgoing chairperson of the Kimberley Process, who recently presented his final report to the General Assembly. Ambassador Nhlapo said the scheme was started initially to tackle the problem of conflict diamonds in the territory that was under the control of rebels led by Jonas Savimbi in Angola.
Of course, it became clear when it also started happening in Sierra Leone, Liberia and Cote d'Ivoire that diamonds are also part of the drivers of conflicts. The rebel movements have now occupied territory, extract exchange with gun runners and all sorts of criminal networks use those, including to launder money and acquire arms in order to overthrow governments. The UN in 2000 came up with a resolution calling for a certification scheme so that we can be able to distinguish between those diamonds that are legally mined and traded and those that are illegally extracted and traded in the black market.
How does this certification scheme work?
The country that is exporting the diamond must produce a certificate which indicates the value of the diamonds, the type of diamonds that are being exported, to whom they are being exported, and those certificates must be put in a particular designated bag, sealed, given to the customs authorities or any import-export authority in the country, because some countries have got different regimes, and they then send it to their counterparts in the country where this is being exported. The owner will then be called to come and collect it from customs. They have to confirm the parcel and send back the certificate, the copy of the certificate, to indicate that they indeed receive the parcels as designated in the certificate. So it can account for the origins of any diamond. And as the people in the industry say, that from the mine to the finger.
Does this certification scheme work? Is it effective?
Well, currently it is acknowledged that about 99.1% of the diamonds that are being traded are legal because of the certification scheme. There is a lot of smuggling of the diamonds because it's a very easy mineral to smuggle.
Earlier on, you made mention of the fact that conflict diamonds were being traded. Where were these diamonds going?
Industry, through the World Diamond Council, put in place a system of warranties that guaranteed that those who belong to the World Diamond Council and the World Federation of Diamond Bosses, who are the affiliates, who are the ones who beneficiate diamonds, to have a system of warranties. They will never receive diamonds that are coming into their system in the value chain without the certification. Because even with the Kimberley Process, the countries that are signed on to the Kimberley Process can only trade with those who are members of the Kimberley Process, including the big ones who specialize in cutting and polishing and jewelry like India, Antwerp, and China now, and to a large extent Israel.
Is this scheme voluntary or are participants obliged to be part of it?
It's a voluntary scheme and people come in voluntary because they know that they have access to the market and that the diamonds that they're dealing with are legitimate diamonds and therefore can give proof of the fact that these are diamonds that are not coming from any conflict area. But the advantage is that you've got access to the market and you can trade with any country or anybody else within the Kimberley Process who might want to buy and trade with you diamond and diamond products.
Do you have an idea of the value of diamond trade globally?
There is a value of diamond trade globally, but I think that's where part of the problem comes in, because of beneficiation. Polished diamonds have got more value than rough diamonds. Now, most of the countries who are diamond producers, particularly in Africa, they trade with their rough diamonds, so the value is low. And once there's been beneficiated, cut and polished, and if you're going to produce jewelry out of them, the value goes higher. And therefore, in making a comparison of the figures, and one has got to take into consideration the different types of diamonds that are being traded or mined in any particular country, and those that are being exported in rough form, and the polished diamonds that sometimes move from the cutting and polishing through the value chain to those who are doing designing and jewelry, and then, of course, right up to the counter in the shop.